Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutre, a learned economist, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. 17 years he's been hanging out with us. Chad, I want to talk about silver linings in a minute and get your report on that, your thoughts on that. But before we do, I want to set one thing up and I want to get your comment on. You and I have said on this show for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years that there's maybe as many as 6 million jobs going unfilled in America. 2 million of them, you told us, 2 million of them could be in manufacturing. So if we've got 6 million jobs that were going unfilled, could the fact that if we draw down that opportunity, that the unemployment, there could be some elasticity and all of that, that's one thing I want to ask you about. Could that be a little bit of good news, number one? Number two, I'm convinced that since 2008, small business owners have become financially stronger, balance sheet cash flow than they've ever been, and that will help us weather this storm. What are your thoughts?
So I agree with that. I think I hinted about this in the last segment. I mean, the number one issue in our survey that completed actually at the end of February for our Outlook survey, the number one issue was still attracting and retaining a quality workforce, right?
Right.
We'll see how that shifts in the next survey. But, I mean, this is still an issue that's going to be long-term, one that we're going to continue to deal with, of finding talent in manufacturing, continuing to change perceptions about manufacturing as a career, especially with new technologies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
that could be one of the silver linings, right? I mean, this could turn, could change that perspective. It's a paradigm shift, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think that's not an issue that's going away, even though here in the short term we're going to see a lot of pain.
Right.
On the financial part, I think the key here is just keeping businesses afloat, right? I do think the financial position of these companies was strong, right? It's hard to survive as a business when you have zero revenue coming in, right? We just have to bridge that gap, and I think once you get past this, we'll be able to be to get back to a new normal here. And that's why it's important that we encourage banks to be flexible with payments, and we're going to get these stimulus dollars, et cetera.
So I think
all that's helpful.
We had a fundamentally solid economy, better than I've ever seen it in my long career, a month ago. This coronavirus, as you say, if we can just backstop the shock, a year from now, we could be blowing right over this and moving into another expansion. And I think one of the things that's going to help is what you mentioned about the changing in attitudes about manufacturing. But I think there's a silver lining out there for America, for North America, the Western Hemisphere even, that from a supply chain standpoint, no CEO is going to be able to manufacture in the future without being able to show what their redundancy, their supply chain redundancy is. And I think that redundancy is going to accrue to a benefit for American manufacturers. What do you think?
Well, I think this is clearly going to cause, as you just noted, supply chain, people to rethink their supply chain, right? I think this is one of those many events that we've had over the past few years where people say, well, maybe I need to make sure that we're duplicating. We have different sources for the products that we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not all coming from China. Maybe you make sure you have it produced at a couple locations or you have different suppliers. I think that whole supply chain rethink is something that companies are definitely doing, and the U.S. can benefit from it.
And Chad, when you combine the energy independence of us, where they can build a factory on top of the energy source instead of going to China where it has to be brought in, that's got to affect costs.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to make sure I get in because I know we're running out of time. We on our website, nam.org/coronavirus, you can see a lot of information about what we're calling Creators Respond. We're trying to make sure that manufacturers are the solution here, right?
Thought leaders.
Certainly for medical equipment. for medical equipment, you know, producing more masks and ventilators and gloves and all that kind of stuff. And you're seeing companies that actually are retooling, right,
yeah,
to produce these things, including mm-hmm. hand sanitizer, et cetera. So we've been really on the forefront of that, really working closely with the administration and other business leaders.
Like a wartime footing adjustment, right? Not unlike that.
Yeah. And so, these are unprecedented times, and you're seeing manufacturers step up. Mm-hmm. So I think if there's any other positive to hear, it's that Americans being Americans, right, we're coming yep. to the solution here.
We're learning a lot about ourselves, and I'm really as frightened as I am of some of our response, like governors telling me to shut my business. I am heartened by how Americans have pulled together in this thing, Chad, and I'm heartened by having you as part of our world, Chad. Thank you for your leadership and your work, and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen, with the National Association of Manufacturers. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.